Listening Library presents Iggy's House by Judy Bloom. Read for you by Emily Janice Carr. Chapter 1. Winnie shoved a second piece of gum into her mouth. She crushed the wrapper in her fist and flicked it over her shoulder. A long, low sigh escaped from somewhere inside her. She rested her elbows on the windowsill and cupped her face in her hands. Kneeling in one position in front of one window for hours and hours wasn't easy, especially on a hot and sticky August morning. But she hadn't moved. Not an inch. Except when her left foot fell asleep and she had to jump up and down to get rid of the prickly feeling. Now her knees were sore. Winnie reached over to her rumpled bed, the same old bed she'd been sleeping in for the last 8 of her 11 years, grabbed the pillow and stuffed it under her legs. She chewed her gum as hard and fast as she could. It cracked better that way. Winnie was being disgusting. That's what her mother said about gum cracking. And this morning, being disgusting helped her to feel less miserable. Earlier, she had slammed the bedroom door shut and hung out her "Beware Private" sign. The light rain had stopped, and a breeze brushed against